Proclamation number 217, dated the December 7th, 1937. Insight into all beings' activity. And once again day is dawning amongst humanity, for the Savior is within your midst and instructing you. If you listen to the words of God, the Savior is close to you. He grants his gifts to everyone of good will. And thus you are offered a new strengthening of the Spirit and a ceaseless outpouring of his love on receptive souls. Oh, prove yourselves worthy of this grace. You will provide such unimaginable bliss for yourselves if you unite with the Savior in constant activity of love, for not one of you would be able to become blessed without his grace, but through his grace the Lord himself will guide you on the path of ascent. All instructions will be given to you as intended by the Lord. His goal is to grant you an insight into the spiritual being's activity through constantly more profound revelations, so that you will learn to understand that everything in the universe repeats itself over and over again, that all life and death merely serves the one purpose of advancing the soul, that every being's task is the same at all times, to care and to work in love for the weak, that God, the highest and most worshipful of all beings, wants to draw us to himself with loving compassion, and that we must forever strive for perfection in order to come close to the infinite deity. However, you should not forget that the Father calls all of you, that all of you shall enter his kingdom, and if the Father therefore assigns you an activity, for each person a different one, everyone's purpose is nevertheless the same, to make sure that one's own and one's fellow human being's soul won't come to any harm, but that it will be offered to the Father in purity and perfection, for only according to this it will be judged one day. Therefore, desire the kingdom of God first before you long for other possessions and strive for them. Everything on earth is merely temporary. In a manner of speaking, it is just given to accompany the earthly child, yet it should willingly let go of all earthly possessions and only desire its own, that is, its soul's maturity, so that through overcoming all earthly possessions it will find the path to the Heavenly Father and thus enter his kingdom, which was prepared for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.